In these Lydian tombs, there were pitchers, drinking cups, ladles, and bowls, all suitable for feasting. Some even bore graffiti in Lydian, presumably the names of friends of the deceased, who perhaps left behind vessels during this funeral rite. Now, this again should remind you of what we saw in Phrygia at the great tumulus there. Because remember, there we saw a variety of bronze vessels that were used in a feast. But what's remarkable about these tombs is that all of the vessels are in silver, and beautifully preserved silver. Normally, when silver is found in the ground, it doesn't survive because of being deteriorated by contact with the earth. But because these were found in tombs, in stone-lined tombs, the silver is remarkable, very bright and shining. And we see a variety of vessels found from these tombs. Many are standard vessels that we know from Lydian clay pottery, just in a finer material. And some of the vessels actually look like Greek vessels. And of course, the Greek world of Ionia is adjacent to the Lydians, and this is all part of the Persian Empire at this period anyway. So it's no wonder that we have Greek-style materials within these fine tombs. What is also interesting, though, is that certain elements from the tombs are in Persian style. And here we see giant incense burners that we know were used by the Persians. The Persians worshipped a kind of fire cult, and the incense burners were part of that. And also, shallow drinking cups, known as fiale, were decorated with emblems that are used in the Persian world, such as winged solar disks, that is, signs of the sun with wings on them. And these were gold applique on the silver vessels. Also were found images of the Persian king, or a figure dressed like a Persian king. And there are also emblems that are the front ends of bulls that are found all over in Persian art. So it's interesting that these tombs that are presumably the elite of Lydia were taking on elements from the Persian world. And I think one way to interpret this is that the Persians were the masters, and the Persians represented power and elite materials. And even though these people may or may not have been happy under Persian rule, certainly to show their own high status would be to adopt the high status of their masters. And so these Persian objects come into the world of the Lydians.